invest everything in this world and it sends you on a downward spiral. But how low can you go? This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at Jesus' parable of the prodigal son.
John, Jesus described a man who got so low, the only way was up.
Sounds to me like a story of hope for no-hopers.
The prodigal son left home, and he lost everything. He ended up feeding pigs, so for a Jewish boy, it was the ultimate act of humiliation. But Jesus said the boy's father never gave up on him. The Father, who represents our Heavenly Father, is the kind of person who longs to redeem broken people. No matter how far we are from God, we will never reach the point of no return. We will never arrive at the place where there's no turning back. The gospel is a message of hope for no-hopers.
But this wasn't exactly the attitude of the Pharisees.
A self-righteous spirit can send the message, "You're not worthy of God's time and attention unless you get your life cleaned up." But as someone said, you don't get clean to get into the shower. You get in the shower to get clean.
I like that. You don't get your life cleaned up to come to God. You come to God to get your life cleaned up.
And that's why the Christian message is so powerful. You come as you are. Listen to David's words in Psalm 40. "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord."
What a great passage. Thanks, Alec. Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.